This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 7:45 on your Monday morning with Rach and Dean.
And you know what that means? Every single Monday we love getting the fabulous gossip gay Joel King-Main into the studio to come and join us to give us all the goss on the LGBT celebrity gossip that's going on.
Where is she been, Serena?
And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me.
XOXO, Gossip Gay.
Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, you beautiful humans. How are we?
Oh, we are feeling fresh this Monday morning.
Fresh.
Mm-hmm. Fresh. The sun's finally out.
Yes,
it wasn't
is.
Before. We were like, it was a bit dark.
No, it's coming up. It's getting later, which is knowing that we're going, daylight savings is finishing.
It's finishing, you know.
Yeah.
So,
it means that we'll get sun at least in the morning.
Correct.
A little bit.
That's
for
fine.
A little period of time.
Well, since we do breakfast radio, I'm okay with that.
Now, Jolie, I have been desperate for some gossip. I was away
last week.
The week before was a public holiday. So it's been like 3 Mondays since I've had some goss updates. So thank God you're here.
I was going to say, hopefully I can control your shaking.
Thank
that's been.
Oh,
I've got a little bit of gossip this morning. Now, this gentleman, I can just look at him and go, he doesn't need to speak. He can just...
Agreed.
He's just beautiful. And I'm talking about UK actor Jonathan Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
He has stolen the show with his groovy dance moves and angel wings that he wore to an event. Now, if you don't know who he's from Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm.
And is also from the limited
Travelers.
Series called The Fellow Travellers. Yes.
Both amazing and touch me in very different ways.
Me too. Well, he recently turned heads at the Low Crafted World exhibition in Shanghai, and he wasn't shy about showing off his moves, wearing vibrant green flared pants and a simple white t-shirt that commands everyone to drink your milk. Take that as you will. Bailey made more than just a fashion statement. He promoted strong bones as well.
Yes. Got to think about that osteoporosis.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah,
we couldn't really overlook the impressive angel wings that he wore.
They were really lovely.
In there. And it transformed him into a celestial sight and brought out the wildest dreams about the actor to life. Now, my
social media was going crazy with these little dance moves that we're
yes.
seeing. Yours as well.
Mine too, yes. And it's one of those things, like, the algorithm, once you watch something, everything else just pops up. It's so weird. But in a captivating video shared by fashion designer Jonathan Anderson on Instagram, Bailey was truly in his element. He's danced with such enthusiasm, grinding and swaying his hips to the rhythm of the music that it's possibly not to get drawn in. His joy is infectious and it felt like an open invitation to dance along with him.
It was really lovely.
It was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who he is, Rach?
I know who Jonathan Bailey is, but I've obviously missed all the dancing memes that you two have been watching.
We'll show you. It's just great. Like,
yeah.
He's just got these wings and they're just shaking along with his body and it's really lovely.
It's just freeing. And I think, you know, he's just himself. And I think he brings an element of freedom to his queerness, which is just beautiful.
He's got some roles coming up in a bit of a queer show, hasn't he?
He does. There is a, apparently he's supposed to be in Heartstopper 3.
Yeah. That was announced last week. Season 3, which they also announced, I think, comes out in October.
Correct, mm-hmm. correct. And he's just been appearing in a snippet of the new Bridgerton trailer that was released last week as well.
You know what's interesting about Bridgerton is every season obviously focuses on a different member of the Bridgerton family.
Yeah.
But what's driving me crazy is that season gets me so obsessed with that family member that I just want to see more of them.
More and more, yes.
Yeah.
So, look out for Jonathan. If you don't know who he is, he's also going to be in Wicked, the new movie Wicked. Fiero he's going to be playing.
So. I find
Anyway, that's a whole other Gossip Gay segment.
No, hang on, but I want to hear what you're about to say.
About Wicked becoming a movie now.
Yep.
Like, it's literally on stage here in Melbourne at the moment, and I just feel like it's a stage production. I hate sometimes.
Well, when you look at stage productions, you can turn them. Most of them have been turned into films.
I know.
You look at like the Book of Mormon. You look at like Wicked. You look at
has the Book of Mormon been made a film?
Yeah.
Whether or not it hits or works is a different story.
Correct.
I think with something like Wicked, I know we're going off topic, but you know, we love a tangent. We love a tangent on a Monday morning. I think with something like Wicked, it's okay because there's a lot of story there to play with.
Yeah.
But I've got to remember, keep true to what the core of it, and that's the music.
Correct.
And the colour and the sound. Like, I'm very, very curious to see how it's going to
be. It's
going to
be a two-parter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a two-parter film.
I don't know how
does it start
that.
As Wicked and then goes into the Wizard of Oz?
Well, you know, like Wicked, for those who have seen it, like the interval. Correct. The interval part is after Defying Gravity.
Yeah.
So I think, in my mind, that is where the film will stop before we go into the second part.
And I actually love the second act because of the storyline.
Yeah.
So more than the music. So that's very exciting for me. Yeah.
Interesting.
I'll bring you some more a bit later on in the year when it's about to drop.
But there's more Gossip Gay coming our way with a bit of six-month marriageness.
Look, yes. Now, look, whether you are pro these people or not, that's totally up to you. I actually do like one of them. Lucas Gage opened up about his six-month relationship or marriage to Chris Appleton. And if you don't know who Chris Appleton is, he is the hairstylist to KK. And I don't like to say the name.
Of course.
But, yes.
I know who he is now that you've mentioned.
Can I ask, before we get into it, which one is the one you like?
I don't mind Lucas.
Yeah, I was about to say, if I have to choose, that's the way
I
would take it.
Yeah, I don't mind him. So American actor Lucas Gage has opened up about his marriage to British stylist Chris Appleton in a new interview. Now, Gage is best known for his roles in White Lotus, Euphoria, Love, Victor, You, and Queer as Folk. And as I mentioned, Appleton is KK's hairstylist. Now, they were married by KK.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's so weird.
When did she do weddings?
This is so weird. This wedding is so weird.
Okay,
and she married them at a Las Vegas little white chapel. Now, the wedding was documented for an episode of that KK show. In November of 2023, the couple actually filed to divorce. So in an appearance on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, Cage explained why his marriage to Appleton didn't last. And he said, I had a manic episode for 6 months. Could you imagine what happened to me? I don't know what literally went through my head, but we live and we learn. Now, the interesting thing about this is that when Cohen pushed him further, he basically went quiet and said, I've signed a 3-letter contract. And he was like, an NDA. And he's like, yes.
That's 3-letter words.
Yes. And I was like, okay, so Appleton is this, you know, hairstylist to the stars, whatever. Who is signing an NDA when you get married? I don't understand.
So just to clarify,
yes,
they were dating for 2 months, then they got married.
Correct.
And then they broke up after 6 months.
Yes.
So their entire relationship was 8 months.
Correct, yes.
Even in gay years, that's not very long.
Not long at all.
You know what's funny about this, though? You were saying that we know Lucas Gage from White Lotus, Love, Victor, You, Queer as Folk, but also one of the main things I know Lucas Gage from is actually during COVID. This was when he was doing an audition via Zoom, and the one of the directors hadn't turned off his microphone and was just, while he was doing his audition, was just saying how, oh, this actor's in a terrible apartment, a rundown apartment, da-da-da-da-da, and he stopped his monologue and actually said, excuse me, yes, I'm in a rundown apartment. I am an actor trying to work. I'm doing a Zoom audition, and you don't have even have the courtesy to unmute your mic, to mute your mic, and actually read that person for Phil.
Oh, I love that.
And was like, if you hire me, then I could live in a better place.
Correct.
Didn't get that role, but put him on the stage for success for calling them out in a Zoom audition.
Wow, that's amazing.
Interesting.
Good on him for doing that. But if we could just go back to the, would you, Dean, sign an NDA to get married to somebody?
I mean, I'm not in that world where I think that would be completely weird. But if I'm in the world with someone where they're in this field and things like that, and that's something that is required, I guess I would. But I've never been in this. It's the kind of thing people ask about with prenups as well.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Would you? And I'm like, it depends on the circumstances. Yeah. It depends on the person. It depends on the reason, and it depends on the terms.
Gotcha.
If I'm signing an NDA, there has to be a reason why, and I need to be getting something out of it other than a crap relationship.
Well, I know why.
I was going to say, Rach, you.
I know why he would have signed an NDA, because
of course,
old mate working for the KKs, it would probably be more them that forced the NDA on him.
Yeah.
So,
would you sign one?
Well, no, because I'd never date someone like a KK that I would need to sign an NDA.
I would never sign one. Never. Not in a relationship style. I thought, well, hang on a second. This is my personal relationship.
Exactly. What if you're getting abused?
You're a part of this narrative.
Correct. I'm a part of this narrative. So you don't control what I get to say about my relationship to anyone.
The way in which you do that, instead of getting an NDA signed, is to just be a decent human and have a proper conversation.
That is
100% which clearly is something that in this 6-month marriage was not able to happen.
No. Mm. But, you know, look, he's going on to bigger and better things. He's currently in the movie Roadhouse, the remake of the Patrick Swayze film. And look, he's a great little actor, and I think he's really got a big future ahead of him. So
I really enjoyed the bum scene in White Lotus Season 1.
rewind.
Now, Joel Kingmaine, before we let you go, we need to just do a little something for you.
Happy birthday, Joel. Another year around the sun.
I know.
We only have the dogs and cats version.
It's the only version we have here on Joy Breakfast.
I love that. Thank you.
Big happy birthday for Friday.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Did you have a very Gossip Gay weekend?
I did. I had the day off. I spent it with my husband. Can I recommend going and see the movie Poor Things if you haven't seen it with Emma Stone?
Okay.
Oh, great.
It's really good. It's out there, but it's really, really good.
I thought you were
going
to say, can I recommend going to the movie with your husband?
Yeah.
Which
no, don't. But I ended up I just went out for dinner and drinks in Collingwood on Saturday night. I ended up at the old Circuit Bar. Now, I haven't been there for a very long time.
Okay.
It's a vibe.
You are the fourth person this weekend to message me something along those lines. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on with everyone's experiences, but
it's a vibe. It's a vibe. Yeah. Great birthday. But great birthday.
Before we let you go, we are voting on Joy Breakfast votes for Joy Eurovision Song 100 this year. Do you have any feelings or opinions about Eurovision songs?
I'm a bit of a Gina G fan, I have to say.
Yes.
But I can't go past ABBA. Ever. I just can't. Like, I'm such an ABBA.
I can't. You see what I've got.
Look, I can't.
Well, since we have 3 votes for Gina G, will we like to give our eight points to Gina G UR just a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are we happy to do that?
Yes.
All right. So far, the Joy Breakfast, Joy Eurovision Top 100 list, we have our 12 points are for Netta's Toy. Our 10 points are for Dadi Freya's Think About Things. And our 8 points are for Gina G's UR just a little bit.
Is Conchita in there? Anyway.
She will be.
She will be,
but we don't know where she's playing. Okay, gotcha. Okay, cool. As long as I would say get her in there.
Yeah.
But yes.
Look, Gina G, yes, I'm all for that.
Uh-huh.
We'll keep your messages coming through 0427 569 949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au.
It is 8:02.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.